Okay, well, there's not a lot to add from yesterday. Obviously, got to give Miami credit for the week. Coach Philip and his staff, their team, they played well, played hard. And I thought our guys did too. We just came up a little short. We had some plays that, you know, we all have back. Or two would have been a difference, but it just didn't turn out that way. Just got to try to continue to have more consistency. Just improving everything. And a page, get ready for Baltimore. Right here.
Hey, Bill. Obviously, yesterday in the red zone was a little bit of tough sledding for you guys. Just speaking, it's brutal. Just speaking generally here, what are some of the dynamics that exist down in the red zone without Rob Gronkowski in there when you don't have as big a pass-catching tight end threat? Or maybe the blocking threat that you could have used maybe on that first drive when you give three times inside. And then it seemed as if you probably were better off throwing deep to the end zone from about the 19 or 20 than trying to progress closer to the goal line just to allow those guys to uncover. Is that a reasonable assessment? Sorry for the long question.
So, are you talking about the first drive, or...?
I was talking about in general. On the first drive, you guys threw three times inside. Was that scheme-related that you saw at the line, or was that related to, hey, we think this is the best way we're going to get in, period? And then later in the game, on the final drive, when you guys threw to the end zone, it was a time factor as well, but... I was guessing that it was probably just as advantageous to throw from a deeper spot on the field to give those guys time to uncover because it would have been cluttered down there for guys without a physical mismatch.
I'd say, generally speaking, you're better off throwing closer to the goal line than further away from it. But, to a point, once you get inside the 5-yard line, I'm not sure that's true. We may have a throw from the 10, 15, or keep going on like that. I thought we had, a mixture of plays in the red area. First drive, we hit the quick out to the Julian down there on their sideline. We're second and four, isn't a bad place to be. We ended up not being able to, finish it. And then... I think on the other series, we ran the ball on second down. First down, threw it. Second down, ran it. Got it to third two, and they pressured us. Weren't really able to get a good execution of the passing game. So, they were trying to disguise their coverages. They pressured us some down there. They showed some pressure and pulled out of it. And a bunch of things that they've done in the past, kind of what they do, I haven't seen before, but they did a good job of it. And we probably need to collectively, from our plays to our execution, just be a little bit sharper down there.
One just follow. You mentioned on that 32, the throw where someone came free and Tom had to throw it out quick to I think it was direct at the Amendola, might have been Vereen, in the left flat. Should that have been a hot read, if I can be specific? Should someone have turned around, or was that just, they called the right rush at the right time, right pressure, and that was going to happen regardless?
Well, I wouldn't say it's going to happen regardless, but, when they have everybody up there, you can't block them all. You can only block that one guy at quarterback, so we can only count for 10 of the 11 guys. And they, they put them all up there, a lot. That was basically their game plan in the red area, was to put everybody up, be close to the line of scrimmage. And sometimes they came, sometimes they didn't come, sometimes, a couple guys came, they had a couple different, combinations there. And on that particular play, we whoever kind of won short on quarterbacks based on the blitz that they ran. And pressure came on the right side there. And we weren't really able to, you know, to get, obviously, get into the whole pattern. But someone for Shelby came free. But, you know, that's kind of been a part of the chess match down there in the red area. You know, they when they show pressure to be able to block it, but then if, you know, they don't always come, so you don't want to be keeping everybody in. And two or three guys get doubled out there, so it's a little bit of a back and forth game.
I was curious, when you went back to rewatch the 4th and 5 play, which obviously was a key play on the Dolphins' drive to go ahead in the fourth quarter, what did you see on your film review on that play?
Well, it's close. It's close. Obviously, we just got to play a little bit better. Then you get the first down on. You got it. They do a better job on that play.
Was that, I didn't hear, I apologize, I'm in the airport here, but was it a case of just them having good execution, or did you feel that maybe could have been played a little better on the Patriots' part?
No, I mean, I think we definitely could have been played better. I mean, like I said, we were there. I mean, we had, you know, two guys there, you know, making the tackle right there at the sticks. You know, people able to fall forward for the yard. So, you know, we got in there a step quicker. It's obviously a, you know, close play, I mean, that they made, but we were pretty close. Just needed to play a little bit better. There were several things on the play that we could have just been a little tiny bit better, might have made a difference. But
how much does the play before that tie into it? It was 3rd and 16. Not that you ever want to give up 11 yards, but I guess is it almost, I don't want to say, is it okay to give up 11, but I guess were you comfortable with what resulted on that play? Just because it did set up a fourth down situation.
Well,
should I say it? I guess, what did you see on that play, I guess, on the 3rd and 16?
Good throw. We tackled him as soon as he caught the ball. I don't think that's kind of situation where you really want to pass interference or, you know, be too overly aggressive, plant the ball, and, you know, miss it, have the guy turn up and run for a first down. Whatever. 4th and 6, defensively, that, you know, situation that you, so you don't mind being in. So I don't really want to second guess too much of what happened on the play. It was a good throw, and, you know, good catch. We weren't on the receiver, but good throw.
Bill, he's playing on the road. A big deal. I asked this because I remember in 2009 and into the early part of 2010, you guys struggled to win on the road, and you were very open about how that had to be changed. This year, again, you certainly had success on the road, but the performances haven't been as... It's harder, obviously. Is that a concern going forward, I guess?
I mean, look, we got 8 games on the road. We got 8 games at home. It's the fifth year, so we've got close ones on the road. We've got close ones.
Bill, I was wondering if Nate Solder flew home with the team yesterday, and secondly, what did happen to him during the game that led him to leave and not come back?
It looked like he got either kind of kicked or kneed or something at the end of the play down there in the fourth quarter. Down there on our end, maybe around the 20th. And we'll take a look at you know, everybody today, see who everybody's at day after the game, then go from there.
And you flew home with the team, just to clarify that?
You know, I don't think I really want to make any comments about what anybody did or didn't do.
Yeah, I was just asking, because it's a lot of times with a head injury, it's a sign that something, obviously the guy can't fly, it's more of an issue with him.
So one of the results of not having Nate was seeing Logan kick out to left tackle and Josh Klein move into left guard. Sort of a two-part question. One, what was your thoughts on how that group did, you know, in the emergency situation there? And two, was that sort of the plan going into the game, or were you forced into that due to circumstances with other offensive linemen as well, other than Nate?
Well, we had to, you know, practice some alternate combinations this week because of the availability of all three tackles, Marcus, Will, and Andy, during the practice week. So, you know, when that happened, we felt like that was, you know, the best move for us at that point. And, you know, I think we, you know, had a lot of obvious situations, not quite as dramatic as that one, but, you know, during the course of the game where guys had to step in and fill in for somebody, things like that. You know, I thought, as I said yesterday, I thought the team competed hard. I thought they, you know, gave a great effort right to the end. You know, everybody was, you know, I don't think there was any lack of, you know, lack of effort or lack of competitiveness. Just didn't do enough things well enough throughout the course of the game, at the beginning of the game, in the middle of the game, at the end of the game. Collectively, as a total team, players, coaches, offense, defense, special teams, everybody, we just got to do a better job.
Bill, I think yesterday being the first time the team losing in a game that clinched the AFC East, you know, just two games left and another one on the road, I guess. What are the challenges moving forward?
The challenge this week is Baltimore. That's all there is to Baltimore.
Hey, Bill, Stephen Ridley's workload over the last couple of weeks has been increasing steadily. Happy with the way he's running with the football and seemingly, you know, giving extra effort but also protecting the ball?
I think, once again, that we're getting production out of all our backs. When backs get in the game, they get a chance. They've all been productive. You know, James has been productive for us, and certainly Steven and Garrett have, and Dan has, and Brandon has when he's been in there. So, you know, everybody that we put in, we have confidence in. They've given us production in the past, and we expect it in the future. And that's been, you know, pretty consistent for us that, you know, all those guys have given us, say, you know, a lot of good plays, you know, extra effort runs, catches, yards after catch, touchdowns, first downs, however you want to slice it up. There's been, you know, good production from that group. I'm not saying it couldn't be better, and I'm not saying perfect and all that, but it's, you know, they've been productive. So hopefully we can continue to build on that, and but whoever's in there, that when they get the opportunities, they've all been productive. Hopefully we can, like I said, continue that going forward.